Generally, I feel healthier. I went to my annual checkup and my doctor he says, "What are you doing? Like what's going on here? Like you lost so much weight. Your tests are coming back great. Your heart rate has gone down." And the nurse asked me, she asked me, "Are you an athlete?"
Meet your host, Andy Naylor. Andy is a men's physique transformation expert, competitive physical champion, and a multi-six-figure business owner who has helped thousands of busy, high-achieving men get into the best shape of their lives and reconnect with their inner alpha. On this show, Andy is going to share with you his playbook on feeling healthy again, avoiding the common pitfalls successful men fall into, dropping 20 to 30 pounds of fat, and building a physique you can finally be proud of. And the transformations aren't just physical either. You're going to learn how meeting your personal goals will help support your professional achievements, giving you that true alpha mentality. Let's go.
Hello, good morning to you. I recognize that office. You were standing up last time we were talking, if I remember correctly. I think you were like, "I need to get out of my chair. I need to be stood up and not sat down." I remember speaking to you for sure.
I'm joining you from my office cockpit today. So
you were over there, weren't you? Yeah,
I have another setup over there, but this is typically you're getting the real feel for what my typical workday is like.
The authentic Andrea, like where you're normally hibernating. I totally understand. I tell you something. So it's been a minute since we spoke, and essentially everything from what I can gather from Ash, like everything's going pretty well from what I can gather. So. First of all, thanks for saying yes to coming on the show and, and wanting to sort of sit here and have a conversation. Like, it's lovely for a couple of reasons. One, it's always nice for me to get to speak to people like, after they've sort of been coming through the program and making progress. I think it's lovely for people who get to listen to the podcast and watch it to get some sort of indications to what it's like inside, like, because it's one of those things that you don't know until you're doing it type thing. But it's just lovely to get to reconnect with people I spoke to a few months back. And so for the sake of anybody who might be watching or listening the podcast, introduce yourself, tell us a bit about yourself, maybe also then maybe a synopsis of where you felt you were before you started with us, so we sort of get that little bit of background. I think that's always quite useful.
So my name is Andrea Crawford, and I am a wife, a mother, and an ardent worker in the IT workforce. So I work for one of those big IT companies. You can see I am joining you today from what I call my work cockpit, and I work from home. That is my thing right now. Although this might be changing soon, but I work from home. My days are very intense. I work a lot with clients and with technology. So my current role has me dealing a lot with clients who are trying to stand up very complex systems in the cloud and in data centers. And I'm actually known for something called DevOps, and helping my clients continuously improve how they deliver their software and applications, getting faster and higher quality out of the software that they deliver. So continuous improvement is kind of a common theme in what I do and what I help our clients with.
Amazing. And that's really similar to us, isn't it? Like some sort of continuous improvement. Ours just happens to be on health, wellness, and all those sorts of areas. So essentially, super busy. And I remember this from when we first spoke, and like I joked at the beginning, one of the things you said is, "I need to get out the chair more." And, because I think you pointed back, because we were looking from the other side, and you were like, "I sit in that chair and I barely ever move." And you sort of described yourself, which is also then, and I probably said to you at the time, it's about 80, 90% of the people that we work with. They're sat, they're super busy, they're focused, they're getting mentally fatigued while they're focusing on their own business or whatever that might be. And you sort of were sort of straight in line with all those sorts of things. And what do you recall that you were struggling with, not happy with, that I guess made you want to reach out and at least have that initial conversation with us to, I guess, explore the idea of finding some sort of help? Like, what were the things that were you, like, you, when you sort of looked at yourself, like, oh, I'm not happy with this and this isn't great. Like, what, where were you at that point?
Yeah, I think the immediate catalyst was my weight situation. I was trending upward, and clearly trending upward in weight for most people, I would say, is not a good thing. It was not a good thing for me. But I was also very concerned about my health. I have a family history of adult onset diabetes and health conditions stemming from that, complications. And I'm getting at about that age where I'm starting to think, you know, I need to do something proactively to address my unhappiness with my weight, my general health concerns around type 2 diabetes and complications from that. But also, Andy, just really, you know, at the time I was feeling just in general not very healthy, not good, feeling tired all the time. And yet I'm sitting all day long, right? How can I possibly be tired, right? So just wanting to change up the situation. And as you know, I shared with you that I had actually started on some somatitude therapies, if you will, to basically address my weight issues. Right. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. And I came across you on LinkedIn and I says, why the hell not? Let's give this guy a talk. I mean, clearly Andy knows what he's doing. I did kind of stalk you a little bit online. See, like, who's this guy? You know, like, we don't run in the same circles, right? I mean,
yeah. And I say to anybody coming in, like, go and do, you know, because obviously, and I would have had a first call with you and then a second. And between those two calls, I say to someone, go and do your due diligence. Go and look us up. Go and find out, because whenever that, there's going to come a point where a decision needs to be made. I'm either going to join or I'm not. And I would say to most people, there's going to be a decision point, because the one thing I'm never going to let someone do is continue to kick the can down the road and anywhere near us, because we live in a world of procrastination. We all know this. Like, procrastination is people's worst case scenarios. So I'm always going to be, I always want to try and help people make a decision. I don't mind what that decision is for a person. It's completely up to them. But we welcome people. I'm like, because also this might be a degree of pride, which I think is that not one of the sins? I don't know. But we know that we do a good job. We know that we work incredibly hard. And therefore, we know that the feedback that we get is great. And if someone goes away and actually spends a moment to read that, then hopefully what they see is positive and reinforces maybe one of the conversations or, you know, me or one of the team has had. So I think that's great. I mean, that's why we use things like the recommendation section of LinkedIn and things like that, because I could sit here and say how well our program works forever. Like, and everybody would expect me to do that. Right. But it's the same as if someone comes to someone and says, that restaurant down the road, man, I've been there 3 times. Their food is amazing. You need to go. The chance of you believing that and going is way more than if the restaurant owner is like, here's my menu. It's amazing. Like, but going back. So what you've said there is, so obviously when weight trending up, and yes, I would say for like 99% of people, that's probably not the best thing. Trending up, so I'm guessing you didn't have control of it, and I think I think you've mentioned using a certain type of medication to sort of try and curb that. When one of these sorts of things becomes so popular, it's always slightly concerning. And, you know, there's a bit, and it's still, and I think it's still becoming, you know, particularly popular in terms of an appetite suppressant type drug, which I believe it's possibly been taken off the market. It's not so easy to get hold of. I know there's been some sort of change in how he's, but the problem is what happens when someone stops taking one of these things? You know, something may, because it's only a quick fix. You know, I can imagine using some of these sorts of things to get someone out of a very tough spot. Could it have some utility there? Possibly. But taking something possibly in desperation to try and, you know, stop things moving, you know, if someone's not sure what to do and they're at a loose end and like, here comes this wonder thing, whether that's a wonder diet or whatever it might be, technically a fad. It offers the world straight away. Like, that's something that's not sustainable and offers everything is a fad to us. Will it work? Yeah, clearly it works. You know, I mean, this particular compound clearly, but then it's also incredibly expensive from what I've heard. And what happens when someone stops taking it? The behaviors, the lifestyle, the habits have not changed. So someone's going to go flying back very quickly. So my understanding is tell me if this is technically right. So I think you were using it, but not, it wasn't making really any difference at all at that particular point. You've then come in, ceased usage, and we've managed to bring you down, I mean, a fair number of pounds down from what I gather. Is that correct?
So I actually was getting results with it, but here's the thing. I was dropping weight. I didn't like the way it made me feel. I felt like in the very beginning, I thought I can use this as a jumpstart. It's not sustainable. I do not want to go into a doctor's office and get myself injected every week. Okay. Yep. This is not sustainable. And just the general principle of it, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound no. okay at all. Okay. I'm in desperation mode. And I'm thinking to myself, I cannot continue that. Yes, it is expensive. Yes, I'm dropping weight. I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I says, I've got to do something else. I've got to find something else. And then, you know, I talked to you, Andy, and I made up my mind that I was going to commit to my health and do it in a way that is sustainable, that I will get the results. And being on that medication did not give me everything that I was looking for. Yes, the weight part, but it did not address the not feeling well, then, you know, being tired all the time, you know, getting those slumps in the afternoon. Yeah. It doesn't address any of that stuff. And that was equally as important.
Yeah. And that's the important, nothing like this, whether it be just a diet or a thing, it's never as simple as that. If it were, people would be on the internet and interneting their way to their perfect physique and perfect health. And as I'm sure you've sort of found out, what we've done is, you know, we come in and try and align way more things in the simplest way possible, so that we're trying to get everything just gently pulling in the same direction, so that it's, and hopefully this is how it feels, so it's not like you've gone on a diet and it's something you're going to have to stop. It's more like, so particularly in the way of food, it should sort of hopefully feel like this is a framework and a way of eating that I could probably see myself doing forever. Like I'm hoping that that's kind of the, is that how the particularly the food side, is that how it feels to you in the way that we've been doing things?
Alphas, I interrupt this show with a simple message. This show is here to benefit you and your progression to the best version of yourself. But not only just you, it's also here to benefit the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, other alphas in your vicinity. So why not do a really cool thing today? Something that I would thank you for and maybe someone else would. Share this podcast with at least one other alpha out there who you know would benefit from it. Why not share the information, share the ability for someone else to grow? I'm sure they would thank you. I 100% would absolutely thank you. This podcast only grows by our listeners, our followers doing amazing things like giving us 5-star reviews, downloading podcasts, subscribing, and then of course sharing it with other people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Share it with one person, and of course drop us a 5-star review, download the podcast, and of course subscribe. And now back to the show.
Look, I'm going to be very honest with you, Andy. And one of my biggest fears about committing to this plan was I had a fear of being hungry. So I need to be at the top of my game all day long. And my work does not end with my IT work at the end of the day, right? Because then I go into wife mode, mother mode, okay? So I don't need to be fighting starvation and hunger during the day. Okay. I don't have time for it. So my biggest fear was I'm going to be hungry. And I got to tell you, this nutrition plan and the exercise plan that I went on, I had trouble finishing the food. And my coach, Ash, he said something that Ash just super impresses me all the time. And he said, Andrea, he said, healthy food is voluminous and sustaining. And I thought, that is so freaking simple. Like, you know, like put down the barbecue chip. Will you just stop with the packaged food, okay?
Yep.
And just eat like this. And I couldn't finish the food. So I worked with them to tailor it, to get it to the right amount and the right kinds of things, right?
But I bet you were like, do you know what? This rings true a lot when someone will just not understand the amount of calories they're getting in because of where they're taking their food from. And many people say to me, oh, I eat really healthy. And I'm like, well, eating healthy is one thing. We could make someone very fat very quickly eating healthy. Not difficult at all. It's then just, well, choosing the right foods for the right individual. Yeah, you know, if we, our goal is always to what we call protect calories. We want someone eating as technically as much as we can get them to eat and still move towards their goal, because we don't want them eating as little as we could possibly have them eat, because that's a negative end game. We can only ever go downwards. If someone's trying to lose body fat, we're going to need to be chipping away at calories in some way. So we might as well start as high as we possibly can, which for most people is like, what? I can't, you know. But then it's the foods that we give people. And as I'm sure you've now, it's not rocket science. It's not like there's no like hidden witchcraft to it, although there's maybe a little bit of witchcraft to it, but when you look at a meal plan, normally our meal plans look very basic, and they're made to look very basic on purpose, because then we want to make it look, that's how simple it can be. That's our goal. It's like, look, because if we came to someone with like, here's breakfast and it's 25 ingredients and here's dinner and it's 35, people aren't going to do it. Like, everybody that we work with is way too busy. So we're like, here's like five things that you need to put in this meal. And it's like two vegetables, one protein and a bit of carb. And that's like it. So then we then show people how to then maneuver foods in and out, how to then become tactically flexible, how to sort of make what could look like a very nearly a two-dimensional sort of meal plan become very multi-dimensional, because, well, it's just how you cook the foods. It's maybe you take this meat out and put that fish in and this and that and the other. So that's interesting. So the fear that you had coming in was, I'm going to probably be very hungry. And the reality was, I can't eat all the food, which is a great, so you're now is it fair to say then that you're now technically eating more food than you were before and now dropping more weight than when you were eating less food?
I think so. I think that's definitely an accurate statement. Because prior to starting with you and with Ash, I was eating the wrong foods at the wrong times and doing the wrong exercises. So I would get, you know, the doom cycle, right? You eat, you feel fat, I got to go run on the treadmill or do the cycle thing, and I'm sweating it out and I'm hating life and I can't breathe and I I'm not getting results. And I'm like, screw it. Where's the barbecue chips? You know, and it just like, it just, you know, down the toilet, you know, downward spiral. Right. And so this was really just breaking the cycle. And really, I was telling Ash the other day, I said, you know, look, the truth of the matter is I'm walking around feeling like I'm some mutant person that will never be able to drop the weight, get my energy back, feel better. My family history is my fate, and just walking around like with this mindset, right? And thinking that I'm there's nothing I can really do. But the truth of the matter is being able to understand. I mean, I was just walking around ignorant. You got to eat a certain way. And it's not like, you know, you're eating, you know, like green slime all day long to lose weight. It's not that hard. You know, I'm doing the wrong exercises, you know, do it this way, do this, not that. And it's not, you know, like I'm in the gym 2 hours a day. It's not even like that at all. Right.
I think what I get from that is, and this is never anybody's fault, but the amount of misinformation that people come into the program with about what does and doesn't work, and I think the reason behind that, well, there's many reasons behind that. One is we're not really educated on this as we grow up. Like, no one teaches us macros and how to control calories, and we're not really taught that. So then we sort of fall into the dieting industry, and I suppose to some degree my business falls under that category somehow, because that's we must do. But when we look out and what we see is, first of all, the amount of misinformation that is on the internet is more than the correct information. But then even the correct information, if somebody, a regular person, just trying to, you know, get themselves into, they go out onto the worldwide internet with the, which has the answers to literally every question we've ever asked and more, how on earth are we supposed to get the context to the answer? And the best example is this. Because if someone says to us, oh, no, look, hey, I'm good. I've got the internet. I'm going to go and work it out on my own. And I'm like, all right, fair enough. Like, all the power to you. But how's that worked for the past decade? Not great. But anyway, all the power to you. So that person then goes out on the internet and they go, okay, is keto the best fat loss diet? And then they get 10 billion answers that very compellingly say yes, and 10 billion answers that say no. Now the person's in a worse situation before they even ask the question, because it's like, so they're now stuck. And that's even when we go and research stuff online, it's like, okay, we have to then sort of think, okay, well, all, and so this is what we do when someone comes in. Our goal is to try and remove all of this stuff over here that is of absolutely no use whatsoever, and just say to someone, this, this, and this, go focus on that and get great at it, and that's going to get you most of the way, which is basically just simplify. Our role hopefully is to simplify the world for the people that we work with, because just like you've explained, you work flat out all day long in a very, very difficult industry. And then when your time finishes at work, your time doesn't finish because you go into wife and mother mode. In other words, you're flat out all day long. So we understand that as best as we possibly can and try and come in and go, let us take this off your mind. Let us deal with it, which hopefully gives you some degree of mental bandwidth back extra to focus on work and family, because we can't do those bits for you, but we can help you, I guess. I mean, have you found, this is interesting actually, have you found maybe clarity at work, maybe mental energy, maybe sleep, maybe stress, have you found improvements in those areas?
I have, and I, you know, what you said about you know, just telling me what to do, is it, yeah, I am humble enough to say I don't know the answer that's going to give me the outcomes that I'm looking for. I stalked you online. I checked you out. I listened to your other podcasts. I'm going to put my faith in you. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And as a result of that, I have lost a lot of weight. I've lost 20, 25 pounds or so in a matter of months. I have increased energy, sustained throughout the day. Okay, I have actually cut my caffeine intake down by half, yet my energy levels have not gone down at all. Yeah. They have gone up. And I, in general, generally, I feel healthier. I went to my annual checkup and my doctor just, he says, what are you doing? You know, like, what's going on here? Like, you lost so much weight. Your tests are coming back great. Your heart rate has gone down. And the nurse asked me, she asked me, are you an athlete? And I looked at her and I just said, what, are you crazy? Like, no, not at all. And she says, oh, well, you know, we're seeing pretty drastic results, you know, in a good kind of way. It says, well, I have started to work out 4 days a week. And she's like, oh, well, that's the reason why. I'm like, really? So I'm an athlete now? I was like, it was wild. It was totally off the wall. So
that's pretty cool.
I mean, results.
We've had, there was a gentleman who said this actually a few days back. I can't think. It was something more to do with the alignment of someone's body. And he said he'd gone to his, I think it was a chiropractor or someone like that. And they were like, what on earth are you doing? You're basically fixed, like in a sense. And he was like, just been following this program and doing what these guys say. And like, it, obviously, you know, the way that we've got him to do things, this is such cool feedback, because, and maybe for doctors, and also, I mean, you know, I don't live in America and I haven't grown up there. My understanding is it's a very much a prescription-based medical system. I assume, mm-hmm. and it's what I hear. Maybe it's different, but that's what I hear. So to be able to go into a doctor's and for them not to be able to prescribe you something, I think that's a win. Like, that's a win on every level, because we should be addressing root causes of things. We should be addressing the fundamentals of health and wellness. And they are not rocket science. They're pretty basic and simple, but it doesn't mean they're easy. If it was basic, simple, and easy, we wouldn't be here helping people. I think helping people understand that actually, no, the big rocks, good foundational nutrition that is enjoyable and still allows you to do the things you need to do and get through things like Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthdays and date nights and all these cool things. But then also training, which doesn't have to, well, you're training 4 days a week and I'm sure it fits into your schedule fine. And I'm sure what we've given you is quite time efficient and you're able to do it. And then it's the things that are underneath that. Good quality sleep, which most of the people we work with don't have. Lower stress, which most people have higher stress. Recovery, hydration. You start spinning all those plates and then suddenly everything just, and then we get the results that you've been getting. Wonderful. I mean, how have you found also another big impact, obviously, or hopefully another area that we work on and focus on a lot is the accountability side of things. So obviously, you know, Ash has come along and put in place, you know, completely bespoke plans, completely based around you. But then he has the enviable job of then keeping you accountable to that. So talk me through the check-ins. Like how have you found that area of the plan?
Yeah, so I do like the accountability because I do have a sense of ownership in terms of my progress and my, you know, motivation to keep going. As I start to see my weight drop, you know, I'm logging it on the app. I'm, you know, using my phone to track my food every day religiously and my water intake as well. The progress pictures, even Ash just showed me the, you know, here's where you were when you started. Here's where you are, what, 4 or 5 months later, whatever it is, 4 months later. Look at you. And it's like, wow.
Because you don't see that happening day to day, week to week. It's not until normally we go, oh, by the way, here's where you were and here's where you are now. And most people are like, oh, wow, I didn't, because you won't notice it day to day. You might notice clothes fitting a bit different, but not many people are normally putting their progress pictures next to each other. And then to see the physical change, I mean, because most people are looking for, yes, feelings of wellness and feelings of health, but no one's ever going to look at two pictures and be like, oh. Like, look how much I've changed. Right. I can get back into the clothes I like to wear. And, you know, I'm going to feel more confident in, you know, swimwear on holiday, whatever that might be. So, oh, man. And so where from here? Like, what's the forward journey from this particular point? What areas are you focusing on now? What are you hoping to still achieve?
Yeah, so definitely continuing on the track in terms of nutrition and exercise. But the outcomes I think that I'm going for now are really along the lines of being leaner and toning muscle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you, you know, like being on stage, having legs, you know, for arms, bench pressing my kid, not really in my purview. Okay. But I do want to continue to reach my peak performance, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, health wise, spiritually, all of those things, right? So it's now time that my body be honed to come into alignment with those other things as I work in those other areas as well. So it's continuing the track that I'm on, amping up my gain, all the, you know, typical target areas that probably most women in their midlife have, that would be me. So far, Ash has really helped me get to where I never thought I could do it like this. And I'm doing it and I love it and I want to keep going. So it's going to be continuing the track.
He's the boy wonder, isn't he? He's doing an absolutely fantastic job. He's he gets props from all of his clients, and I think you're here for a little while longer, right? I think you're gonna be with us for a little while longer, and I shall be keeping a very close eye on progress. Look, I'm gonna sort of round things up. It's been an absolute. I mean, first of all, it's a pleasure to have been able to bring you into the program. It's even more of a pleasure to be able to hear what a wonderful time you've had, and you know, as much as we're here to you know, to guide the way, credit always goes to the individual, because we can give you all the plans and everything, and you know, it's down to an individual's work ethic, commitment, discipline. Like, we mental attitude towards something. Those things we can't really change. If somebody comes in with just the absolute desire to do something and change, we'll get them to where they want to get to. So really, props back to you. You've put the effort in, you've ate the food, and you know, it's, and said yes and no to the right things at the right time. You know, it's all the credit goes to you. We just have the pleasure of being along on the journey with you for the amount of time that we are. So we get to enjoy that. So anyway, listen, I'm sure you're busy. I'm going to let you get back to your day. Maybe get out of the cockpit for a little while and have a little wander around, stretch those legs just a little bit. That would be good. Listen, it's been a pleasure. I'm sure we'll maybe get to do this again at some point, you know, maybe in a few months more when you've got a little bit further. Who knows? We might jump on here and do this again. But I'll be keeping a very close eye on how well you're going. And Ash will give me a little report now and again. So absolute pleasure to get to speak to you, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Have the best day, man. Yes. Take care.
Take care. Speak soon.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope that you feel motivated to start making changes in your life so you can see those results that you've been wanting to achieve. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. If you love the show, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure you tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with Andy, you can find him on Instagram at Andy_Naylor_Pure_Elite_Pro. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Talk to you again soon.